Neil Conan certainly knows how to tell a story on the radio. He's worked here for 25 years as a reporter, editor, and now host of Talk of the Nation. During a midlife crisis 2 years ago, he used his talents to pursue a lifelong dream.
There's a ball lifted deep into center field. Fowler has room. He's on the warning track and drops the ball.
Conan became a broadcaster for the Aberdeen Arsenal, a minor league baseball team in Maryland unaffiliated with a major league club. The players had little prospect of making it to the big time. That's why Conan titled a book about his experience, Play-by-Play, Baseball, Radio, and Life in the Last Chance League. He says his broadcasting, like the baseball he watched, wasn't always major league caliber.
We're, 5 minutes to airtime on opening day. It's a huge deal. We had, on my recommendation, bought all of this fairly fancy equipment for minor league baseball, and we couldn't make it work. And I can't get on the radio. And finally, the chief engineer of the radio station earned his salary that day, and he said, all right, what we're going to do is get on the phone from the press box there, and then we'll put you on the speakerphone in our studio and put a mic on the speakerphone, and then you'll be on the radio. I think Mr. Marconi may have rolled over in his grave a few times at the quality of this signal.
Did you get paid?
Sort of. depends on who you were talking to. I got $75 a game.
And the audience?
What audience? We did an event. It was going to be one of these deals. Well, I'll announce it, and we'll take the fourth caller, and they'll get four free tickets to any game.
The fatal error.
Gary Helton is on the board. He's the general manager. He's going to do this because he didn't trust the regular board ops to do this. And so I announce it during a half inning, and then he comes back after the half inning break and says, and we're glad to announce that Joe Schmagegi of Falston, Maryland, is the happy winner. And so the next break, I call him. I said, wow, that seemed to go pretty well. And he says, that was my brother-in-law. And I said, you can't give tickets away to your brother-in-law. He says, I didn't. He was the first. Nobody called. Nobody called for free tickets.
But you were not inexperienced. You had done games before.
I had done 3 years part-time for the Bowie Bay Sox, which is the Baltimore Orioles Eastern League AA affiliate, as an apprentice, an understudy, or second banana. They were willing to teach me how to do this, and I'm profoundly grateful not only to them, but to the listeners who are willing to put up with my mistakes for 3 years.
It's hard.
It's much harder than you think. After doing it part-time for 3 years, I then thought I knew how to do it. It is a huge expanse of airtime. And you start out, and, if you're doing the Baltimore Orioles or the San Francisco Giants or the New York Yankees, you know a little bit about these ballplayers. I mean, what do I know about Augie Ojeda, a young man who turns out to be from El Paso? And you find out all kinds of things if you go down and talk to Augie Ojeda. But as you start the season and you don't know anything about these ballplayers and there's no printed place to find out about it, boy, you got a lot of time to fill.
A double play might last 2.5 seconds, and you got to know four names.
Yeah, and you've got to be able to recall them, bing, bing, bing,
right,
bing, bing.
Right. Even if you're describing the leadoff man and you suddenly realize there's a man standing on second base.
Well, that was opening night. We were so confused that by the time we finally got on the radio, I was describing the leadoff batter of the opposing team, first at bat of the season, and he strikes out and the next guy hits a single and I don't realize that there's somebody already on second base and I don't see him until he turns third base. And I have to now explain how a run has scored without anybody being on base. This was a little confusing.
Now, did you develop trademark calls?
Tried not to. I did do it had a swing and a miss for third strike. But a home run call is, I tried to describe each one individually. But I didn't want to get caught into everyone was, see ya, bye-bye, or it's out of here. Or, you try to give each one its proper due.
What about nicknames for the players?
Nicknames for the players were, you live and die with these sorts of things. I love nicknames for ball players.
Because this could stick with somebody the rest of his career.
However short that may be.
It'd be your fault.
The best nickname in the league was a guy who was a pitcher for the Bridgeport Bluefish by the name of Al Sontag. And he one night pitched the best game of the year against the Arsenal and took a no-hitter into the bottom of the ninth inning. And one of our players, Danny Perez, who sat behind me on the bus, rolled a 23-hopper through the infield to break up the no-hit bid with the one out in the ninth inning. And on the bus back to the hotel after the game, Danny said, you know, that guy Sontag, he's all arms and legs, and nobody can hit him, and that's why we call him the squid. And I was a little upset to get this particularly nice piece of calamari after the game. I could have used it during the broadcast, but at least it was early enough in the year that you knew the squid would be back on the hill before too long.
ESPN never called.
ESPN never called. I was so disappointed. My actual fantasy was my bike ride to work every day. I'd go past the Harford County Airport. So George Steinbrenner, he's on his way back from New York to Tampa, has a little engine trouble, has to make a landing there at Harford County Airport. And, well, he's waiting for the guys to fix the plane, scans his FM radio looking for, well, they're just trying to haul in a baseball game, see what there is to listen to. And wait a minute, there's that voice. Well, what command? What vocabulary? Sign that kid up.
Well, you must have learned some things that'd be helpful in Talk of the Nation, because there's, you know, things happen in a program like that.
It turns out that if you learn after bitter experience how to recap the scoring in a 18-16 slugfest that has gone 4.5 hours, guess what? You can recap the news conference just as well. In fact, a lot better than you used to be able to do. It's odd that, you know, I ran away with a minor league baseball team, but I ran away and took radio with me. Radio, it turns out, is what was so much fun about it. I think about those games in late July and August, playing the Atlantic City Surf. The sun would be setting behind me, and it would be a beautiful summer evening. You get to look back over your shoulder and tell people how many prime parking spots were available, usually plenty. And at that point, I was having the time of my life. It was scary early in the season when I didn't know how to do it. By the time I figured it out, it was the most fun broadcasting that I've ever had.
Neil Conan, host of NPR's Talk of the Nation and author of Play-by-Play, Baseball, Radio, and Life in the Last Chance League.